fighting, hatred, fear. Had enough of the noise?
And welcome to Energetic Health Radio. And thank you so much for listening in today, everyone. As you know by now, I'm your host, Dr. Henry Ely. Dr. Hanalei, if you're reading something that I've written, published, or Dr. H, if you know me personally, or you just want to have that close connection with me, which I, of course, welcome. Hope you're having a beautiful day wherever you may be, and hopefully you are enjoying your Saturday or Sunday live out here in this wonderful springtime and everything. If you are listening to us live, and if you're listening to us on a podcast on the America Out Loud Talk Radio Network, thank you so much for doing so. And thank you, of course, always for sharing these podcasts with everybody that you can. We have a fun show today. I want to get into a talk of addictive behaviors and really build off of what we had talked about few episodes ago about re-enlightenment, how gratitude and grace are two key expressions on the road of re-enlightenment. I want to bring in some wisdom from the Yoga Sutras and from Patanjali, and just, you know, show that what we're really all talking about we're really all talking about is the same thing. We're talking about us all being on this wonderful, beautiful planet, hurling through space around a huge object that warms us and creates light. What is light? Go and check that podcast out if you want to have your mind blown a little bit. But what we're really talking about is we're all just pinballing around with each other, trying to figure it out, trying to figure out what we are, who we are. You know, and why when we express gratitude, we express grace, we express kindness and love, we are expressing that we are starting to get what we are at our core, that we are beings of light. I had a really fun experience yesterday. I don't know if it has anything to do with the show. We'll see if it ties in at some point. But I was riding the bike. I'm loving my grounding sleep system. If you haven't gotten that EMF guide, please go and get it. If you haven't started, you know, setting yourself up to get your grounded sleep system put together, please do it. It is without a doubt, in my head and my heart, the absolute key for us to be able to navigate this major minefield of EMFs and everything. So one of the things I always like to share is, you know, my experience with it, and I hope that you have a similar experience. I remember last year when I would go biking, I could go maybe 10, 12 miles, but I would come back and I'd be tired. You know what I mean? Like kind of exhausted the rest of the day and certainly sore, you know, the next day. Well, I haven't been on a bike ride in probably about a month, you know, way too long. But I went on, I think I did about 16, maybe 17 miles yesterday, and was just as strong when I finished up as when I started. No soreness whatsoever today, even though I really haven't been physically active the last few weeks. We've been doing so much research. I've been sitting on my butt more than moving my booty, which is my duty to do, as you know. And this is the thing. I still feel fantastic, you know, and was able to do all of that. And folks, I'm no spring chicken. Okay. So, you know, it's just really exciting to know that, hey, there's something here that's special for us. And what we are learning more and more each day about the importance of grounding for extended periods of time, as when we're sleeping, the importance of earthing, which I do every morning as well, and making sure I'm getting some sun directly into my solar plexus as I'm drinking my home-brewed holy water and reading and meditating and praying and all kind of cool stuff, right, is that the grounding, what it seems to do is to teleport us, it definitely teleports us to like 1834, you know, before alternating current comes in. We can prove that with multimeters. But what gets really exciting about it, everyone, is that it definitely teleports us pre-5G towers. It puts us into that time period in 2019 and before when we were just starting to get more and more of this technology, cell phones and everything coming online with us and becoming a part of our existence. And not really understanding what we were inviting in to our homes, into our lifestyles, into our bodies. We weren't really clear on that. You remember how they got us hooked? They got us hooked with cool, doggy and kitty puppy videos and funny things like that, and reconnecting with people we hadn't seen since high school and sharing, pictures and videos of babies, our new babies and the family and all. They got us hooked on the right things. They know what they're doing. But then we accepted this technology as a part of our lifestyle. And what really came up, for me, I was thinking about this on the bike ride as I'm, I got to see three roadrunners yesterday and birds hanging about. I saw a bird find a worm in the ground, and then go back to this little hole in a tree to where his nest was and everything. How cool is that? You know what I'm saying? Like, when do you get to see that stuff? I actually saw a coyote, while I was riding. You're like, where are you riding, Dr. H? I'm at the periphery of a city, so I'm in the desert, but I'm at the periphery of a city. I'm in a city. I'm like, you get to see all this stuff. And then all the incredible desert flowers were out, all these golds and oranges. We saw the marigolds and we saw some California poppies and stuff like that. It's one of those magical times. You know what I mean? The springtime we're all in and all that. So hopefully you get out in that if you haven't already got this, a day where there's nature happening and you're not out in it. It's, in my opinion, a day wasted. But I was thinking about, this whole thing we're doing, spinning on this rock and this beautiful, beautiful home we have, Mother Earth, and what it all means. We get into the gratitude and the grace, and I'm just kind of going through all these thoughts, and it felt good. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's been so much stress and so much fear. We got our new fear porn thing going on right now, right? The whole eclipse on April 8th coming up on Monday. We've charted out where it's crossing. It's going to cross from Texas all the way up to Maine. We know that, at least what they're telling us, right? I know there's some people out there that are gonna say the Earth is flat, and I'm gonna be like, look, I'm not going there with you, okay? But there's this whole thing of like, okay, if you're really afraid of this eclipse, that the government might do something, that NASA's launching these three rockets. Yeah, they're launching the three rockets during this time. They're supposedly going to be measuring the ionosphere and kind of what's going on behind the dark side of the moon from what they're, I mean, I don't know. We can only know. I know what they're telling me. I don't know for sure. But we charted it out. It was, I think, 11 o'clock a.m. Pacific to 2 p.m. Yeah, to 2 p.m. Pacific, or 1 o'clock Eastern to 4 Eastern or something like that. If you're really, really worried, turn your computers off, turn your technology off, during that time. And, make sure you're earthing and grounding, stuff like that. You'll be fine. I'm going to tell you, I'm not changing my behavioral pattern one iota. I'm not worried one bit about any of this. I have meetings that are already scheduled. Those meetings are going to happen as long as the technology holds. And if I'm wrong, I'll be wrong. But I'll tell you this, if I'm wrong, I'll be grounded. I'll be connected to Mother Earth if I'm wrong. So as to minimize anything that could occur. But, I'm done. You know what I mean? Healers, I'm done with any type of fear. But why am I done? I'm done because we don't guess when we can know. We go and we measure what's going on with EMFs and how they're influencing our body and showing what the solutions are, grounding and earthing. We don't guess when we can know. We understand that we have to have certain semiconductors that God has given us, copper, silver, gold, in our bodies, to work with the DC current that we are made in. I believe we are made in the image of God. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, we were designed, Mother Earth was designed with DC current. We are designed with DC current. That's how it all works. So I want to exist as we are designed, not as man wants me to make me into, not some transhumanistic crap, you know, that they want to turn me into. But it got me thinking about, you know, how this path I've been on, you know, to get here. And I want to share that with you a little bit today. We're going to be talking about Jivan Muktas, which is a term from Sanskrit. And we're going to be describing, you know, where I first come in contact with this term in the Yoga Sutras of Patanjali, which were written, estimated 200 years before Jesus, or 200 after, somewhere in that range, you know, in India. And, you know, it's very interesting when you look at the interpretations of the Jivan Muktas and what a Jivan Mukta is. You know, Jesus is absolutely considered a Jivan Mukta, you know, and it's like, well, oh, what you're saying that you're cross-pollinating faith's doctor. No, I'm not. What I'm showing you is we're all talking about the same things. And I think if you really understand the message of Jesus, at least what I've understood the message of Jesus to be, is that what I am doing, you are capable of. That we all possess this inner light. And that what Jesus did was so special is he accepted what he was. He explored what he was. He refined and improved what he was to be in a pure expression of what the light can be living within all of us when we give ourselves the opportunity to accept that we are capable of such things. And that's my message to you. We are all capable of such things. So anybody who's going to come talk to me about, oh, you're blaspheming Dr. H, what you're saying, call me out. Let's have that conversation. Let's do it publicly. All right, because I am not blaspheming. I'm in alignment. And just because you don't like the truth doesn't change that it's the truth. You are a being of light capable of great things, far greater than you have been taught to give yourself credit for. Those who would say we are not capable of such things or that it's blaspheme, that's the devil's programming in you. And I want to delete those programs from you. I want to help you delete those programs from yourself so that you can accept an inescapable truth about the beauty of what you really are. You are a being of light, capable of greatness beyond your imagination. When you give yourself the opportunity to explore that potential and give the glory to your creator, in the expressions of your gratitude and your grace. All right? So we're going to go look at another culture today. Another culture saying the same thing. When I first get into, pardon me. There we go. When I first get into healing, I start with a broken heart, like many people do. Now, sometimes the broken heart manifests as a disease process. Sometimes it manifests as an emotional disorder. For me, it manifested as emotional disorder, severe depression, and suicidal depression. I've told this story many times. I'm not going to really revisit it here. But it always starts for us the same way. We've gotten so far off the path, that straight way that Islam talks about. We've gotten so far off the path of the straight way that the self-inflicted wounds, our decision-making, the expressions of our free will have created have led us into really terrible circumstances. And that's what we're seeing happening here today. So coming back to the cell phones, I've gotten into a lot of conversations, some of them loud, with people, over how addicted we are to these damn cell phones. I told you all about it. Maybe I did. I don't remember. I talked so much. I don't know what to say and don't. But I remember a day last year in December where I'm trying to open a jar of peanut butter and I'm so addicted to my damn cell phone that I couldn't put the cell phone down for a second to use two free hands to open up a jar of peanut butter. I'm still holding in my left hand my cell phone while I'm also in my left hand trying to hold the jar of peanut butter so I can use my right hand to loosen the lid. Are you kidding me? That's insane. So I get so angry with myself because I know I'm off the path. I'm not acting as a being of light. I'm acting as a programmed sheeple, accepting an addictive behavior as my existence, my expression of my existence. And I get so upset that I go and I throw my phone out of the kitchen onto the couch. What are you doing, Dr. H? Put the damn cell phone down. Are you mean to tell me, are you so addicted to this devil's device that you can't put it down, open a jar of peanut butter, bruh? That's when I knew things had to change. But how did the change start? I had to admit my addiction and then make a conscious choice to make a change. And what that conscious choice has led me over the last 3 months, maybe 4 months, I don't know, somewhere in there, is to learning more and more about how the cell phone is a bioweapon. We talk about this in the EMF guide. We're actually working on another secondary guide for cell phones with screenshots so that you can turn Siri off. You can turn off your antennas. You can turn off all of it. Know with confidence, I have reduced my EMFs. I have reduced my toxic exposure to EMFs, thereby reducing my toxic exposure to alternating currents, nano ampere range, pico ampere range. We're talking very small currents that create big problems for my cells. I'm making a better decision. And in making that better decision, I am acting as a being of light. In making that better decision, I am giving a gift to my body. In making that better decision, I'm giving a gift to myself and those around me. My moods improve. In making that better decision, I'm looking up from my phone again and seeing this beautiful world filled with roadrunners and coyotes and birds finding little worms and thinking to myself, oh my God, how much of this have I missed in the last 10 years because I felt like swiping through Twitter, that cesspool, or Instagram or Facebook or whatever. You know what I'm talking about. I felt like that was life. That is not life. And that's not the path of the person who would be a Jivan Mukta, which is a path that you are capable of walking as well. Be right back with more Energetic Health Radio right after these messages.
The buildup of spike proteins is dangerous to your health. Global Healing's Foreign Protein Cleanse detoxes your body, removing the spike proteins, allowing your body to repair from within. Formulated by Dr. Edward Group and by Dr. Brian Artis, Foreign Protein Cleanse targets and detoxes spike proteins in the body. Go to AmericaOutloud.shop and get 15% off using the code OUTLOUD. Global Healing, giving you the power to take control of your health naturally.
I'm so confused. I don't know what to do.
I'm afraid of going to the hospital.
My doctor tells me nutrition doesn't work.
Trust is earned. We are the Energetic Health Institute, and we want to earn your trust. Natural medicine, holistic nutrition, detoxification, fasting, cellular healing, and so much more. Remember, the best way to be free is to be healthy. So stop being a patient and start being a student at energetichealthinstitute.org.
Don't accept joint aches and stiffness as part of aging. Doctors at Advanced Nutrition Company, Healthy Cell, created joint health and mobility to support connective tissue, joint lubrication, and reduce joint irritation with curcumin, omega-3, chondroitin, glucosamine, and hyaluronic acid for joint comfort and flexibility. And Healthy Cell's not a pill. It's a gel you swallow. Get 100% drug-free joint support. Go to HealthyCell.com and use code OUTLOUD for 25% off your first order. That's HealthyCell.com. Code out loud.
All right, healers, welcome back. Make sure that you give yourself some gifts. Make sure that you give yourselves the gifts of knowledge. Stop being a patient. Start being a student. Go to energetichealthinstitute.org. We have a brand new free course we put together, 9 lessons with me. If you like these kind of topics, if you like listening to me pontificate about the philosophies and things like that, if you like interesting storytelling and stuff like that, we have a 9-part series we've put together for prospective students, free, completely free at EHI. All right. If it ain't up, it's going to be up in the next week. So just keep looking for it. But it's designed to encourage you to take that next step of your own self-discovery, that you are capable of becoming a healer, a professional healer, a healer who has learned the healing sciences. Remember, at EHI, we don't teach about the healing arts. The arts, art is abstract. Anything can be art. Science is direct, reproducible, provable. That's what we're after. Always at EHI, organizing all of God's medicine and putting it into a way that you can reproduce it for success. And all you have to do is talk to our grads and see the amazing work that they're doing out there to know that that is the right program in the world for you. So go to energetichealthinstitute.org, check out everything that we got there. Make sure at the very least you get the free EMF guide and start building a better habit with your phones. Okay. EnergeticHealthInstitute.org. Stop being a patient. Start being a student today. Also, make sure you go to globalhealing.com, put in promo code OUTLOUD, OUTLOUD, and get that extra percentage off checking out. I would say go ahead and check out that bioactive copper. I just got 4 more bottles of it in yesterday. I can't wait to do it. In fact, you know what? You know what's kind of crazy, y'all? My kitty was having, I have a little tabby, little boy. He's like 13. But he started having this eye gook coming out of both eyes. And so I started like going, okay, he's obviously sick. That's not supposed to happen, right? And some of it would crust over and be a little black or red. And it was like, oh, this is really not good, you know? So when something's going on with the eyes, we know it's liver. Well, I started looking up, you know, you go and you do some research on what that stuff is. And I found some people that had some interesting suggestions, crushing up some organic pumpkin seeds, adding a little spearmint, organic spearmint, dried spearmint leaf to some wet food, and a little bit of turmeric, a little touch of organic turmeric. And I put that in his food. So I mixed all that up for him and everything. And he took to it like I've never seen him eat anything before. He devours it. He's only been on it 4 days. Guess what's gone away? The eye gook. The eye gook has been coming out off and on for years. I didn't know. I should have stopped and really done some research. I apologize to him. I didn't. But now it's gone. And guess what happened? He was sleeping all day. So clearly he was really lethargic, everything. He's out and about just like he's always been, going and chasing stuff, catching stuff, right again, just 4 days later. That's how fast when you start getting the body healthy, it can start going. And of course, he's grounding every day when he goes outside. He lays on my grounding mats in the house. That's where he goes to lay down. So he knows something that we don't know yet or we're learning. But it all helps. And where does that take us back to? Global healing. Where did I get the turmeric? Where did I get the turmeric to add a couple drops to his food? His global healing. Best stuff out there, right? Where did I get for myself some more bioactive copper so I can really keep replenishing my copper reserves, which have been completely depleted? And I just started taking some late last night, had my best night of sleep in a couple of days, just right there. So I know there is a connection between having really good sleep and making sure you're putting the right semiconductors, copper, colloidal silver, gold, nano gold, into your body. We're actually going to talk about that next week on Looking for Healing Radio. So make sure you check that in. But go to globalhealing.com, check out their entire catalog. Can't go wrong. Put in Out Loud, get yourself a big discount, and create a win-win situation. Win for you, a win for Global Healing, a win for America Out Loud, and a win for anybody in the future who's going to be looking for healing. They're going to be able to go to these companies, and they're going to still be there standing strong because you and I supported it. And that, to me, is a big win for all of us. Okay, getting back into this talk. So addictions, right? Addictions and breaking these addictions and Jivan Muktas and all this cool stuff. Well, I've had this conversation a little loud with a few people in the last week, 2 weeks, right? About this addiction with the phone, just saying, hey, just, it's okay. I mean, you know, just, I'm not trying to show you anything bad. I'm not trying to make you feel bad about yourself. And I'm certainly not saying, let's take away the phone. Let's just get rid of it. I can tell you in my heart, I want to get rid of it completely. But that's an individual decision. I don't know if I'm going to be able to do it. I run businesses. I run research teams. And, you know, and I mean, it's just a good communication point. So I wanted to make sure I'm getting into healthier habits with it. And this is the stuff that you'll find in our EMF guide. So over the last couple months, I've learned that the EMFs are really strong when all the antennas are on, but we don't need to have all the antennas on when we're using our phones. So now I've learned to turn off the hidden antennas, the ultra wideband network. I've learned how to turn off the GPS antenna unless I need it to find directions somewhere. I've learned to turn off the LTE and now the cell antenna when I'm in my office or at home. Working. I can just work off of Wi-Fi. That's actually going to be the lowest emission off the phone. I've learned to keep my Bluetooth antenna off when I'm not using my music, when I'm not listening to music and playing it on my speakers. And I've learned to make sure and ground my phone when I'm using it, when it's on. I've learned to make sure that my phone stays in airplane mode when I'm on Wi-Fi. That's a key one, folks. It's a new little update we're going to be sharing with you. Make sure your phone stays in airplane mode. You can actually have airplane mode engaged and Wi-Fi engaged at the same time. So now what I do when I'm at the office, like right now, I have airplane mode engaged. Wi-Fi is off. When I want to check back in and see how everybody's doing, check the communications that have come in, I just turn Wi-Fi back on for a second, leaving it in airplane mode. And then when I'm done with the communications, I turn it back off. I turn Wi-Fi back off. Keep the EMFs low. The whole time it's grounded. And then there's one last little big secret that shouldn't be a secret for us. If I'm ever traveling with my phone, it's on my body. I 100% promise you that that phone is off all the way. There's your Faraday cage. There's your Faraday pouch to put it in. I don't need my phone on when it's in my pocket. I'm not using it. Turn the damn thing off. Now, I've had people come back to me and be like, well, that's inconvenient and I don't want to do it, blah, 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 blah. Well, guess what you're expressing then? An addictive behavior. And guess what? I know it's an addictive behavior because I couldn't put my damn phone down to open up a jar of peanut butter. So I'm not talking about this from a place of judgment. I'm talking about this from a place of love. Love for you, like, hey, acknowledge, hey, I'm addicted to this and I don't want to be. Because then I have to, I've gotten so much resistance from a few people. And I finally had to be like, listen, explain to me what the difference between a crack pipe and your cell phone is with what you're talking about. If we swap that out and you were carrying around a crack pipe all day long, what would we say about that? Is that a healthy habit? Clearly not. Going and looking for your next crack rock. Freebase, if you want to talk about the 1970s and what it was called. Okay. There's no difference. And it's an addictive behavior. It's an addictive behavior to something that is destructive to you. So what do you have the ability to do? To be a being of light, acknowledge it, and go, you know what? I'm going to change this behavior. And guess what? I'm going to be happier. I'm going to be healthier. And now I still get to use my phone the way I want to. Now I can tell you with my phone usage, the way I'm teaching you how to use your phones, everybody. And I'm going to be teaching this for a very long time. I know I'm going to be a broken record about this with you. The government ain't tracking me, at least that I know of what I can control. I have so much fun leaving my home without my cell phone every day when I go driving to go run some errands. I don't take my cell phone with me. I have so much fun now turning off people's 24-hour access to me. No, I'm not available right now. My Wi-Fi is off. When I take a break from work after this show is over, yeah, I'll turn the Wi-Fi back on, see who's been communicated. I'll get back to everybody all at once, and then I'll turn it back off again. It's such a better habit. You know what it's a better habit for? My mental affect. Now I don't feel like I'm constantly racing to clear out my inbox, clear out my texts, get to people. I'm not running around like a chicken with its head cut off, trying to please everybody. No, I'm not available. I'm doing something. I'm talking with you right now. I'm not available. So no, I'm not going to get interrupted with that little notification that pops up. Hey, pay attention to me over here. Pay attention to me. No, you can wait. World's not going to blow up. You can wait for a second. I'll be with you in a second. And now my anxiety levels have dropped. And you know what people start telling me? Doc, what are you doing? You look younger. Like, well, I can promise you, I appreciate that. Thank you. I'm not young. I appreciate that a lot. What am I doing? I'm no longer addicted to my technology. I'm in a healthy relationship, finally, with my technology. My technology is grounded. It's not harming me. My technology is off when I'm not using it. It's not harming me. My technology stays at home where it belongs. When I leave the house, it's not harming me. People can wait. A little fact that we need to re-embrace. People can wait. And that way, when I do engage, I'm actually present with them, rather than me rushing to the next notification that popped up on my screen. Hey, I got to get you out of here and get you out of my hair because somebody else. Oh, now I got to go. You know what I'm talking about. You get to exit all of that by getting into a healthier relationship. But where did it start? I had to admit that I was addicted. And if I'm addicted, I'm not on the path of re-enlightenment. I'm astray. That's a fact. So, Jivan Muktas, right? This is so fun for me. We started the show. I was talking to our, the person helped me out with these shows. I was like, I have no idea what I'm about to talk about. We're about to connect addictions, cell phone behavior, and Jivan Muktas in one show. This is crazy. This is crazy pills. We're about to do it, but watch, it's gonna work. So Jivan Muktas, right? Let me give you a little bit of history here. Let's talk about this. Wow. These are my roots, folks, we're talking about. These are my roots. I start out as a yoga teacher. I don't know if you all knew that. I'm actually certified as a yoga teacher. I taught yoga from, I started studying yoga in 2000. And I taught yoga for several years, like every day, like usually three or four classes, like every day. And it was so much fun because I was also practicing body work at that time. And developing a bodywork system. And you start learning this fascination by that there's this beautiful thing going on around us at all times. And what was so exciting about yoga and being involved in yoga was to see people taking active roles in their own health. Whole rooms of people moving in harmony and unison with a simple lead. You know, somebody walking around the room, for me, it became me, you know, for me, it was my teacher, Anna Forrest, and she's been on the show. You can go and listen to her talk. She's beautiful, right? But what you start finding is everybody who's moving their bodies and giving themselves a chance to get into Shavasana, there's no cell phones around. Everybody's happier. You tell me one thing that man has made that has made our lives truly happier outside of maybe a badass vehicle, because I'll tell you that I like fast cars and trucks. Okay. And, you know, guns are fun too. But you tell me one thing technologically, I'm talking about this electricity that they're bringing in that they've made that's really made our lives better. Are we really happier? since the computer has taken over? Have we let the computer take over? Are we really happier since we've let the cell phone and cell towers take? I mean, are we really happier? I'm in the generation where we lived before all this stuff, right? I'm in the generation where we lived where you knew where when people were going to be home and on which day, and you memorized their phone numbers, and you didn't need Waze or Google Maps because you knew how to get places, because once you've been there once, it was already imprinted on your brain. We actually used our brains for the diverse bioelectric computers that they are. So, you know, we've gone astray, but we're not so far astray that we can't find our way back. I think that's one of the messages of Jesus, and I think that's the message of a Jivanmukta. So Jivanmukta is a Sanskrit term, and I first come across it reading the Yoga Sutras of Patanjali. Now, Patanjali was a sage in India, and I'm reading from HinduAmerican.org right now. Patanjali was a sage in India who is believed to have authored a number of Sanskrit works, the most prominent of which is the Yoga Sutras, a classical yoga text dating from 200 BC before Christ and to 200 after, somewhere in that range. Now, there's several yoga scriptures or sacred texts, you know, but they're really dense, especially like the Pradipika. It's very, very dense. I've read that as well. It's hard to get through. It's also, sadly, very dogmatic. You have to also appreciate when these things are written. And then you have to also appreciate that there might be some things lost in translation, you know, too, as often is, right? So what Patanjali does is he says, let's simplify this and let's make this a little easier and actually a little more humorous and a little more fun. He brings this really wonderful light look at things into it, right? And so the Yoga Sutras are all about a way of understanding things, but this is where he gets termed the father of yoga and modern yogic thought and things of that nature. But he talks about a Jivanmukta, and I'm going to leave it here as we go into break. A Jivanmukta is a great spiritual hero. He is an enlightened sage who has knowledge of the self, knowledge of the self, because he has learned how to conquer his mind, liberating himself from the carnal desires that the devil teaches us we should have. There is no real delusion or fear. There is no pride or ego. He's a powerhouse because he is in divine communion with his creator. He and his creator are one. And he emanates that relationship in all that he or she does. Be right back with more Energetic Health Radio right after these messages.
When God, through his grace and mercy, gave us free will of the people was to live freely. To that end, we fight for the liberty of all at a time when global tyranny threatens us as never before in mankind's history. This vision is manifest at AmericaOutloud.news, a site for all who cherish free will and freedom. Now is our time, my fellow Americans. America Out Loud Talk Radio. Liberty and justice for all.
Cholesterol, blood pressure, blood sugar, inflammation, and weight. These are all real-world problems that 87% of Americans are struggling with. Often, there are no symptoms, but left unattended, we become inundated with one health problem after another. It's time to fight back with HealRight. HealRight is a bar that you eat, but it's food as medicine that addresses the nutritional root cause of health issues in just 8 weeks. Developed by world-renowned scientists and backed by 15 years of research, HealRight is effective, but it's also delicious and works without additional diet or lifestyle changes. Step out of the statistics and use food as medicine. Visit healright.com/outloud or americaoutloud.shop and use the code OUTLOUD for 20% off.
In 2008, people could spend an average of 12 seconds on a task without becoming distracted. 5 years later, it was only 8 seconds. The digital age is narrowing our attention span. Trouble concentrating or recalling information is frustrating, embarrassing, and kills productivity. Advanced Nutrition Company, Healthy Cell, created Focus and Recall to boost your brain power. And unlike other supplements that don't work, Focus and Recall is not a pill. It's a patent-pending gel you swallow with ultra-absorption of science-backed ingredients to help you immediately sharpen focus, concentrate longer, and strengthen recall. These physician-formulated gels come in a small gel pack. Tear off the top, shoot it down. Thousands of 5-star reviews proves it works. Supercharge your brain and see the difference. Go to HealthyCell.com and use limited time code OUTLOUD for 25% off your first order. Risk-free. Love it or your money back. Guaranteed. HealthyCell.com. Code OUTLOUD.
All right, healers, welcome back. We are talking now about Jivan Muktas, and I will tie it to the phone addiction at the end. I think I have an idea on how to do this. Maybe we'll mention those wonderful roadrunners and coyotes too, see if I can pull all that together. But we are referencing right now the Yoga Sutras of Patanjali, and the version that I really enjoy is the translation and commentary by Swami Satchidananda. All right. And another really funny guy. This is the thing. You start getting into like studying Taoism and studying some of the, you know, the yogis and swamis and things like that. You know what you really find about all these folks? They're pretty funny. You know, they have a really wonderful, lighthearted perspective of everything. And how do they get there? They get there because they are free. They get there because they realize we're all just trying to figure it out like we started with. We're on this, in this incredible existence that we can't even really prove that is happening, you know, when you get down to it. So why not really enjoy it? You know, it doesn't have to be this serious thing where there's all this ego involved and you better have reverence for me. It's like, no, the glory goes to God. We're done here. I didn't have to exist at all. This is pretty cool. You know, this existence is pretty cool. I mean, come on, y'all. Chocolate. Right? That's pretty cool. All right. Having some chocolate, sugar, little sugar, right? I mean, there's some cool stuff going on in the world. The sunrise coming up. You know, there's some pretty cool stuff. Seeing your children be born. There's cool stuff about existing, you know? So, but what does the devil want you to do? The devil wants you to focus on all this negative stuff, right? The eclipse, oh my God, they might drop an EMP, blah, 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 blah. Yeah, okay, they do, I'll deal with it. Okay, but I'm not going to give any credence to that because there's no fear, because there's nothing to fear. You understand? So referencing the sutras, I'm going to read a couple for you, at least the translations. Okay, and I don't read Sanskrit, so I don't know how accurate these translations are. This is chapter 1 or book 1, verse 15. The consciousness of self-mastery in one who is free from craving for objects seen or heard about is referred to as non-attachment. Now, that might be something that we say, oh, you need to be detached. No, they're not saying detached. Detached is still attached. They're saying non-attachment. And this is where I start going into money. One of the things people get a little offended sometimes, because people get offended about a lot of things. And that's why I have a bumper sticker on the back of my truck that says, just because you're offended doesn't mean that you're right. You know, just as a reminder for everybody. I love that one. I put that one purposely on the back of my truck so people can see that every time we're at a stoplight. But the idea is that I'll say, you know, listen, the devil's dollars are just imaginary numbers. You don't take any of those with you when you go. What's real? What's real is what you take with you. What you take with you is what you feel. Right? For me, I already decided how I'm leaving this earth.
By God's grace, I'm going to leave with a smile on my face. That should be on a t-shirt, maybe. All right? That's what I've already decided. That's the only thing I have control over, is decide how I leave. I don't have any control over when or how, but I have control over what I'll be doing. I'll be smiling. Okay, I'll be leaving in a good way, because I know I carry that with me. That's real. How I feel is what's real. That's why people will forget what you tell them, but they'll never forget the way you make them feel, because that's what's real. That's what's eternal. That's what leaves with you. Not the money, not the house, not the problems, except for how you feel about those things. Book 1, verse 17. Distinguished contemplation is accompanied by reasoning, reflecting, rejoicing, and pure I am-ness. Distinguished contemplation, so what are they saying? Your ability to know what's you and yours from what's someone else's. They're talking about meditation. And that's where we have taught for years at the Energetic Health Institute the importance of daily meditation, daily breathing practices, so that if you are an empath, like so many of you are, this incredible sensitivity you have, you can hone that sensitivity, especially when you are earthing and grounding. You can hone that sensitivity to know what is yours and what isn't. I remember as a child, folks, I used to cry at little small things. I was just too sad. I didn't understand what was mine and what wasn't. It wasn't until I got into a practice, my breathing practice, that I was able to go, yeah, that's mine. No, that's not mine. I'm going to deal with that. Because empaths can feel what other people can feel. And that's where it starts getting really confusing. Empaths actually have more nerves per square inch in their body than most people. The average person maybe has 600 miles of nerves in their body. An empath probably has about 700. So just makes you more sensitive, and that's a good thing. People who are hypersensitive to EMFs, you're an empath. You're likely an empath. You can feel the subtle things that some people can't feel, especially if you're thin, because fat is an insulator. But look what they're talking about here. Distinguished contemplation, so thinking while you're meditating. See, there's no such thing as empty mind. That's a terrible translation. It's still mind is the correct translation when you're meditating. That you're in a place of stillness, like water, is accompanied by reasoning, right? Critical thinking is accompanied by reflecting, going back in and seeing where you are with everything, right? It's the journey within. Rejoicing. What are they talking about? Giving gratitude and thankfulness, like, oh my God, I got it. And pure I am-ness. What are they talking about? Your understanding of your alignment with your creator. This is why I urge you all every day to tell your creator that you love him. There is your reconnection point. There's your realignment point every single day. When you say that, tell me you don't feel good. Tell me that you don't feel incredible when you tell your creator, I love you. I get chills when I do it almost every morning. I wait to feel the reverberation of me sending that love out and it coming back. And that's what creates those chills, the chi flow. Book 1, verse 18. Again, we're reading the Yoga Sutras, the translation. And of course, what's so wonderful about this is Swami Satchidananda. What he does is he gives this really humorous and really insightful interpretation of each of these sutras to help you understand what they're talking about from his perspective. 18 goes, by the firmly convinced practice of the complete cessation of the mental modifications, the impressions only remain. This is the other samadhi or enlightenment. So what is he talking about here? Mental modification. What's a mental modification? A false narrative. A lie that you've told yourself, or a lie that someone else has told you that you've accepted. When you're meditating,
When you're in the place of stillness, you can see through those things. The lie of black versus white, the lie of Christian versus Muslim, the lie of woman versus man, the lie, right, of Republican versus Democrat, the lie of left versus right, the lie of pro-vax versus anti-vax, the lies of all these things. See, the lies are designed by the devil to create polarity. And when you create polarity, you engage their single page playbook. They have one page in their playbook, and they've only needed one page in their playbook because this one stupid page has always worked. Divide and conquer. How do I divide you? I get you to believe that you're black. I get you to believe that you're white. And I get, more importantly, you both to believe that these are two very different things. First of all, you're not a crown. So why you would identify as a color is ludicrous to me, just like somebody identifying by their sexuality. This is ludicrous to me. You are a being of light. You are not a color. You are not your body. Sorry to break it to you, but you aren't these things. You aren't these lies that you have allowed yourself to be programmed to believe. You are a being of light, made in God's image. God is light. It's not complex. But when you accept that truth, much as Jesus did and was teaching us to do, when you accept that truth for yourself, things cease. The polarity ceases. I don't see someone as black or white. I see that they are termed these things. I see that their skin hue is different. But I also know, because I have asked a lot of questions, that the only thing that makes the skin hue different is the expression of one amino acid, tyrosine. That's it. People with darker skin have more expression of tyrosine, more melanin. People who have lighter skin have a lesser expression of it. That's what we're fighting about. You see the stupidity of that? Man and woman. One different chromosome. That's what we're fighting about? It's stupid. Allah, God, Jehovah, Yahweh, Jesus, whatever name you want to throw out there. My question to you, is your creator about love, light, and logic? Yes? Okay. That's what we're fighting about? Name differences? You see what I'm saying, healers? We have to stop for a second and figure out, what are we really fighting about? And the only way to figure that out and stop for a second is to get into a place of stillness. This is your breathing practice. Your breathing practice, so that you can get into stillness and start asking some very interesting questions and deciding where you, as a free person, sit with these questions. I'm black. I'm an American. I'm this, I'm that. That's what I identify with. And if you don't identify with that, I don't like you, because I believe in polarity. Yeah, okay. How's that working out for you, dog? You happier? I don't see anybody who's doing that that's happier. But when you give yourself the freedom away from that, you get pretty happy pretty quickly. Yeah, I don't care about any of that. Care about if you're a good person or not. Care about if you have love in your heart with people. That's about it. Because there's only really two type of people: people who have love in their heart, people who don't have love in their heart yet. But ultimately, that's where you got to get to. So maybe I don't want to hang around with you while you're on your journey to getting there, but once you get there, we're gonna hang out good. You see what I mean? It starts simplifying some things. Book one, 50. The impression produced by this samadhi wipes out all other impressions. What are they talking about? The same thing we talked about with Jesus. The brightness that emitted from him wiped out all other false impressions. There is only one truth. And that truth is love. There's only one. This is where we gotta go, y'all. What are expressions of that? Gratitude and grace. See, love is so abstract for people that it's makes it complicated. So we make it simple. How do we make love simple for everyone? Really easy. We put it in terms. Are you being nice? Are you being kind? There, that's expression of love. Right? Are you expressing gratitude? Are you expressing grace? Are you giving people the ability to make some mistakes, including yourself? Yeah, great. You do all that, you do great. Let's see what unlocks next. We're leveling up. If this was a video game, we're winning. Because we made decisions to say, I'm going to acknowledge when I have addictive behaviors that are not serving me. And I'm going to do the very thing that needs to happen. I'm not going to engage in months and years of analyzing. Why did it happen? Why did it happen? Why did it happen? Why did it happen? As the psychobabblists want you to do. Simply going to acknowledge that that's it. That's the problem. And I'm going to change it. When something ain't working for you, what's the simple thing? Change it, y'all. Just change it. You can go and analyze it after the fact, and after you change it. Might even be easier to analyze it then, but you still got to do the same work. You still got to change it. Just change it. I'm not happy. What is that telling you? Something needs to be changed. Change it. Last one for it. Book two, and this is 18. The scene is of the nature of the gunas, illumination, activity, and inertia, and consists of the elements of sense organs whose purpose is to provide both experience and liberation to you. That's why we're in this body, to feel. Because to feel is to believe. And it's feeling that we take with us. So what I'm going to encourage you to do is not take the feeling of an addictive habit that's destructive with you. Let's leave that here. And let's leave that here today, starting with our cell phones. Maybe we get a chance to get on a bike and go see some road runners and some coyotes along the way. All right, healers, that's all the time we have for you today. I hope you had a good show with me and hanging out. We'll keep doing some philosophy stuff. It's fun. But until we meet again, may God shine his divine light down upon us all, everyone we love, and surround us in the protection of his warm and healing embrace. And may we be open to receive these blessings as they find us. I'm Dr. H for Energetic Health Radio, saying to you aloha and adios.